Fuck.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you who are joining us this morning. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. We just thank God for you, every person on this line. Thank you for joining us on the blog line from all over the world. May the Lord bless you real good and greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to God in prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer is the highway to heaven, the contact system that we use to call God. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are real. You are wonderful. We praise you because you never sleep nor slumber. You're always there.
Yes.
Again, Lord, you called you last night. You answered. Here we are, this morning. The greatest privilege that we even ever express in our life is being able to talk with you. You, God, Jehovah, you made the heavens and the earth. You made oceans. You made land. You made man, woman, everything. And yet you would speak to us, be a little lower than the angels, and you would adopt us as your children. My God, we humbly approach you. We dare not come without asking you to forgive us for all sin, sin remission, the things we've done, the omission, the things that we omitted, that we shouldn't have done, that we forgot to do. And thank you for your grace and mercy and long suffering. And the people that we will help us to forgive those who trespass against us. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh God, we forgive every person. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. Bless us this day in a great and awesome mighty way. Oh God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So many things you have to thank you for, and thank you for the vision. On the blog line, where we're teaching people every night how to thank you 1,000 times.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
God, so many people on the blog line. Just thank you that all over the world, people are now beginning to thank you 1,000 times a day.
Thank you
for the vision again. I appreciate it so very, very, very much. We love you, Lord. Now bless the people on the prayer line today, Lord. At the beginning of the year, you told me to tell them to couple up with other people as they call on the prayer line. Call others, let them know it's time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And God, I told them, and now it's up to them.
Thank you
for it, in Jesus, my name.
Hey,
now bless us today, we'll bless you back, and give you 1,000 praises today.
Oh, God,
thank you. We'll be giving you 1,000 thanks.
Today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Across the world. Oh, God, thank you for the privilege to be used of me. And we give you honor and we give you praise. We esteem you and extol you, lifting you up above everything. You're real. So God, we pray for your protecting hand, your protecting hand.
Yes.
And in the word of God, where the spirit, the enemy wishes, or wish to fit to their feet. And we pray that you would pray for us as you did Peter. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Thank
you. Bless us today. We'll bless you back again. I said,
thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate you. Thank you for all things.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
People.
Thank
and
you.
Home for own time. Let bonafide miracles happen on this line.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Be substantiated. We want to proclaim that it's been done, that is around them to see it. Thank you for it.
Hallelujah.
And everything that you
need
us to pray for, Holy Ghost. But we know not what to pray for, we ought to make a decision for us, the groanings that cannot be
understood.
We pray that as we make these groanings and requests, that you grant everything. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray properly for the glory of God. Yes, thank God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning to all of you. On the prayer line. Are you all awake this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. It's time. I got a message called, it's time. Amen. It's time to wake up and praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to God and thank Him in the morning. I believe He loves it when the kind of people who realize that He's been good to them, realize that they couldn't win in last night, realize that the enemy is trying to take them out of here, but God has put a hedge around them. You owe Him some more praise. We owe Him some more praise. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to God. This is a praise check. What level is your praise on? Mine is here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open to you. Why don't you open your mouth and give Him praise? Thank you, everybody. Everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we appreciate you. Lift your voices and give Him adoration. Lift your voices and give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. This is the day you made, Lord. We glory in you. We praise you. You give me adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bring it up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to your
thank
name.
You,
hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
we
love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Early in the morning, we give you an early praise, Lord. Lord God, thank you for waking us up, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Over to our right mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you do.
Lord, I praise your name.
Lord,
I bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
God, praise your name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah for being our Lord and Lord.
Lord,
for being, oh God, who you are, God, the God that you are. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God enjoys and inhabits the praises. Amen. We want to thank you for just praising the Lord, speaking to him. Good morning, Lord. Oh, my God. Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. All you who are coming to us from all over the world, by way of blog line, and to all of my bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, we salute all of you, and we salute Lady Betty. She's there. God bless her. And then Mother Emily Johnson. Thank God, my 94-year-old mother now, 94. With over our prayer warriors and all of our assistants, Pastor Kevin Strada, and Pastor James Williams. And I know some people, but I just thank God. And thank God for Elder Davis and for Elder Coates. Thank God for Dr. Mary Lacey over outreach. Amen. And Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, the assistant on the youth prayer line. Thank God for Ambassador Julie Hagan, one who gives us such an exquisite introduction always. And Bishop Hagan, God bless him. Wonderful, wonderful preached at Amazing Grace last Sunday. Amen. Trying to tear the walls down. But thank God for your bishop. Father Smith down there in Arkansas, keep it going. You are doing a marvelous, marvelous work down there. And to all of our Arkansas saints, amen. Wonderful. We just praise God for you. Thank God for our special assistant, Ambassador-elect now. Amen. Sister Gina Hodges, Deaconess Gina Hodges. Tonight we got the youth prayer line. Amen. At 7 o'clock, let's not forget that. It's going to be glorious. And thank God for Ambassador Patricia Stern, this woman with a pastor's heart, who is, she and her husband are pastoring there in Chicago, North Chicago. I believe I got that right. Amen. Got a pastor's heart. I've never seen a heart like Ambassador Patricia Stern for pastors. Such a great help and go all over the world helping pastors. We appreciate her so very, very much. I want to add to that list. I want to thank God for Pastor Owens, John T. Owens, a man who God sent to us. He had been pastoring for 30, 35 years, and the Lord sent him, he retired. I'm pastoring the Lord for him to help us. He's been such a marvelous blessing, resting me up, teaching on Wednesday night. Amen. And holding my arms up. Thank God also for our assistant pastor, Brother Merrill Tyler, he's been doing also the same thing for years. Amen. Lifting me up, holding my arms up. I can leave out of town. And Elder Tyler's got it. We appreciate him so very, very, very much. And to all of you, I know I'm spending the time with protocol here this morning, but let me just say that sometimes it's just good. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody. I don't care who you are. You need to be encouraged sometimes. Leaders need to be encouraged. I appreciate every person. I humble myself as a lamb coming to all of you as shepherds. God bless you. I humble myself before you and give you the proper wisdom. Lord bless you and keep you. Well, thank God for the bloodline again. Lord laid on my heart the time you've given me. A thousand thank you today. He showed me that why not lead others into thanking him a thousand times. I don't believe the devil said to me, why don't you lead others to thank God a thousand times? I can prove that to you scripturally. But the devil didn't say that. You go to the 12th chapter of Revelation and read. You'll find that Satan was in heaven, and he was jealous of the praise. He was jealous of God. People were praising God. In the 4th chapter, it tells you that there are 4 beasts that bound continuously, saying holy, and holy is a form of praise. Satan was so jealous of the praise going up to God. He didn't want people to praise God. He started plotting and convinced 1/3 of the heavenly hosts. That tells me immediately right there that you got a mind up in heaven, that you can think, that you know, and that you can remember. But he convinced 1/3 of the heavenly hosts to follow him, not to praise God, but to praise him. I'm going to ask you all, you find somebody fighting this thing about thanking God a billion times, you make me think that you got the same spirit that Satan had in heaven. He didn't want God to get praise. He was jealous of God. Don't be jealous of God. Amen. You find people jealous of God, they got the wrong spirit. You ought to want him to have more than a billion praises. And now, thank God for the blog line, we're able to give God a billion praises a night. Amen. And then when a million people, we got... let me get an identification. Ambassador Hagan, tell us about the blog line. So the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the other ambassadors, to all of the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from around the world. We do greet you in the name of the Lord. We are here. I'm Ambassador Hagan, and we are broadcasting live from the live city of the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be accessed through and by the live studio 347-934-0207. And we'll be heard all over the world in Africa, Asia, Russia, Europe, Spain, India, and you name it. And we have over 40 million listeners on this platform on the other sister, our platform that has come along to help us along with the other providers who requested to remain anonymous. We have over 50 million listeners. Isn't that amazing? So we certainly are going all around the world and reaching many listeners for the gospel. And God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and we do applaud you for this great work, and it's back in your hands, sir.
God bless you, and that's mind-blowing. Amen. Some people don't understand the technology, but these are proven figures of 50 million on one sister. Blog Talk line and 40 million on another one. Some people ask, how did Obama, when he won the election, how did he win? Obama said blog. They didn't understand it then, but they understand it now, the Blog Talk. And they didn't even know that most people didn't know they were there, but when they got ready to vote, you saw the proof was in the pudding. Amen. So, thank God for all of you who come to my way of blog, whether people understand it or not. You're there, and we appreciate it. I'm going to ask you on the blog line, who who on the line will be responsible for getting 1,000 thank yous, people thanking God 1,000 times in your country? Amen. I'm working on it in our country here by the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why don't you work on it through the auspices of the Holy Ghost in your country? God will help you in England, in Brazil, in London, in Germany, all around in Europe, all around Africa, everywhere. Why don't you take that and start encouraging people to thank God 1,000 times a day? You'll get a miracle. Amen. How many of y'all need a miracle? Do that and you'll get one. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You can praise your way to a miracle. You can praise your way to your healing. You can praise your way out of prison. I'm telling you, you can. You praise them, and many people have been released on this program. So I want to challenge you to do that in your country. Then I want to say to those who don't, it phantoms you. You don't have, it's no bigger than what you can think. Amen. I understand that. Sometimes things like this is so big, they're so big until it's hard to phantom. But it's happening regardless. And this is the new awakening. Amen. The new awakening. Let me ask you, if you don't understand it, don't fight it. Amen. Anytime somebody want to give God a billion praise and help people get a billion praise, don't fight it. Get behind it. Fight the folks who are kissing men, men kissing men. Fight those folks. Fight people who don't want prayer in the school. Fight people where we got women kissing with women and men. Women marrying other women. Men marrying other men. Get on the bandwagon and fight that. But don't fight folks who are trying to get God a billion praises. Get behind them. And help them in the name of Jesus. You'll be blessed. Love you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And we thank God for you. Let's get some praise reports. Well, let me go back to that line again. Maybe y'all want to talk about it again. I read that scripture yesterday. In the last day, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Amen. I don't think y'all finished that. Amen. The people who are fighting that, they can accept the word of God that says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not, all the commandments, thou shalt not covet, and all those things. What I'm trying to say is they don't, when they get over there, the scripture that says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, they've been embracing, you might say, denominational teaching for a denomination, which was put together by man, amen. And they don't want to embrace that about the daughters prophesying. But give us some insight on that. You gave us much yesterday. Anybody else want to speak on that? The line is open to you. This is the wisdom seminar. What about the daughters prophesying? Does God use daughters? Amen. Or is this just a man's society where God's only using the men when half of them are in the jail? Amen. Maybe he's using just in the jail or whatever. But give us your insight. The line is open to you. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Then we'll get to the old men and drink the news a little later. All right, the line is open to you. We will talk on that again. Your sons and your daughters gonna preach, prophesy, make the word known, and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I know we got some prophecy going on around the world, preaching the good news of Jesus Christ, and I know we got some people who will misuse it, but that doesn't negate the fact that the Lord is saying unto us that sons and daughters are going to do it in the last day. But this is the last day. Anybody want to speak on it? The line is open to you.
Good morning. Right. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. Praise God for another day to talk about his word. Amen. And I spoke on yesterday, but just to add on to everything that was so beautifully stated, and honor to the Lord and to you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and the entire prayer line, we thank you this morning for such a wonderful topic, just sharing with the Word of God with the people around the nation, saying it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Yes, it has come to pass that the Spirit of the Lord is poured out upon all flesh. And we know that the Lord knew with these generational curse in every family, one thing or another, it's always some type of a curse or something that has been left upon the families, whether it's to not to have male childs or to try and kill them all or to try and put them away and incarcerate them all. God knew, and he looked down through time and saw that there would be a great falling away from the church, and he knew that it would come a time that he would have to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, because there wouldn't be any segregation in the church, any separation in the church, any split or in confusion in the church, that everybody should be praising him and prophesying the same thing. God wants us all to speak the same thing and say the same thing. That's why the scripture is written the way it's written. It's not written in one scripture and say do this or do that, and in the same right below it and say, well, but because of this, you can do something else. It is written. And the Bible said, don't add, don't take away from it. So the Lord knew that there would come a time that his Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh, and everybody would need to tell about the goodness of God. It said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So if every tongue is confessing the same thing, then this anointing can't help but be poured out around the world upon all flesh. God bless you. There's so much more I could say to that. And to just say young men and women and visions and dreaming dreams. Without a dream, the church would perish. Without vision, the church would perish. Without prophecy, the church would perish. So we know that now we need the Spirit of God in our lives to operate. God bless you.
God bless you. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer. And did a wonderful job, I tell you. Amen. And my God, anybody else want to speak on that subject? Amen. I'm getting this from Acts 2 and 8. Acts 2 and 17. Yeah. 2:17 and 2:18, my God. And then also Joel 2:28. Tells us all about it. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy in the last day. All right. If you want to speak on that, the line is open to you. Anyone else? This is the Wisdom Seminar. Yeah. Word of God in Daniel, I believe 2:28, somewhere around there. I've got to find that for you. Says that God reserves many times his secrets for the end time, the latter time, the last day. Amen. God builds secrets. All right? Share some secrets about this with us. Anybody else want to speak on that?
Mother Johnson.
All right, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
We'll come back.